Pain in Our Head podcast contains themes of coarse language, adult themes, and the discussion of mental health themes. Some content may be emotionally challenging. If you or someone you know is at risk, please visit the description for mental health and suicide prevention contacts. Enjoy the show. What's going on, everyone?
Okay. That was fucking stupid.
It was
my
good.
Answer was better.
Your answer was better. Welcome to this week's Pain in the Head podcast. This week we're talking about laughter. I've already started off with a cracking joke. Christian laughed. I laughed.
The toast
a very
to
different
laugh.
Response. The toast. Shot toast to laugh. Very good. Well done. And how's the week been?
Yeah, it's been one of those weeks.
Long week.
Speaking of toasters, my one of my other favorite mottos to live by, live, laugh, toast, bath.
Live, laugh, toast. That's a good one. That's a good one. There's going to be a lot of jokes this week. I've got a heap ready.
I got none
for this episode.
It just flies off the top of my head.
Yeah, this is real. Some of us aren't pure genius like you. So.
Okay.
I was joking.
No, you weren't.
Maybe. It's been a busy week. It's just every day has been busy. Tired, exhausted, but I'm here for it. I'm here for a laugh. So,
having a laugh with the boys.
Having a laugh, yeah. I like your new Woody.
Me too.
It's quite good. Nice and bright.
Yeah, the other one's cool. Naruto, because I'm a massive anime nerd, so are you. I love anime.
Yeah, anime's great.
I like funny animes.
Funny animes are good. I can't think of a funny anime off the top of my head.
Konosuba.
Konosuba. Haven't seen it.
You got to.
It's good.
It's good.
Okay.
It's an isekai, obviously. That's great.
I'll have to check it out.
It gets it becomes like a thief class. And the first time he, learns a skill called steal, he, uses it and accidentally steals the chick's panties. Happens a lot.
Okay. Oh, I'm checking it out. Anime's good.
Anime's great.
Anime's great. But, yeah, no. Great Woody. Charizard is great. Fantastic. I think we've talked about this on the podcast before.
We have spoken about this on the podcast.
Yeah.
I love Charizard.
Pokemon, so, kind of looks like you're half on fire.
You like, is it a Squirtle or Bulbasaur?
Bulbasaur. Squirtle's cool too. Definitely those two before Charizard, not going to lie.
I don't even know why we're friends.
Yeah, I know. But no, it's cool. It's very nice, Woody. Very, very cool. Did you know, if you give a man a jumper, he'll be warm for a short period of time, but if you set him on fire, he'll be warm for the rest of his life? I'm going to keep hitting you with these dad jokes. They're fucking amazing. You should like these. You're more into the dark jokes, though, I think.
No, I love a good dad joke, but they've got to be good. That's the problem.
They're not supposed to be good.
Did you know that diarrhea is hereditary? It runs in your genes.
Yeah. See, that's good. That's one good. Cracked you up.
That's good.
Yeah, because it involves poop. I get you. Oh, that's good.
It's like friendship's like peeing your pants. Like everyone else can see it, but only you can feel the warmth.
Yeah, right. Oh my god. I've definitely got a few more for you that you're going to enjoy. I'm going to try and keep hitting them at you, and until you enjoy one of them. So hopefully by the end of the episode, you actually enjoy one of these.
Maybe by the end of the episode, I'll give you like a pity smile.
Well done. Anyway, so I chatted about laughter and how good it is for your mental health, which it is. Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, laughter always makes me feel better. And I always, like, if I'm feeling a bit down, throwing on, like, I don't know, a funny YouTube video, watching a funny movie. Yeah, makes me feel good. Get a good laugh out.
I don't remember the last time I watched a good comedy movie. I usually watch, like, thrillers or horror movies.
But some good comedy movies.
Oh, yeah. I'm a sucker for a bloody Adam Sandler movie. Like, they're shit. They're absolutely shit, but I enjoy the crap out of them.
I'm a big fan of the...
Grown Ups?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that gets me.
Oh, my God.
That gets me every time. Yeah. Maze. it's amazing. There's some really good, really good movies. Yeah, even the second one I thought was really good too.
Oh, yeah.
Just 100%. Just cracked me up.
Yep.
Yep, hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy the shit out of them.
So I've done a little bit of reading on helpguide.org. Could be complete bullshit, but I agree with a lot of it that it's saying. A good hearty laugh can relieve physical tension and stress, leaving your muscles relaxed for up to 45 minutes. Can you think of anything else that can do that for you?
Nah.
No, neither can I. Just a good hearty laugh. Yeah, so it works. It's good. A good laugh. Makes you feel good.
Yeah. I try to do lots of the laughing.
I like that. Laughing. Hot.
I like to hot. Fuck off, dickhead. God, I'm never going to live it down.
No, never.
But no, I laugh a lot. I talk a lot of shit and make myself laugh. So, you know, while I'm at work and we're on the two ways, I'll just talk a lot of shit. Not a lot. Usually I'll sit and listen to the other guys talking and I'll just come in with a little comment here and there with like, meh, 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 and fucking boom, have a bit of a chuckle about it. At the moment, one of the guys at work, Pinky, he's a real moody prick. And so I just like to shit stare him all the time and just make him moody. Makes me laugh. And so I go for a nap at lunchtime. Like lunchtime comes around, I smash my food down and I go have like a power nap for like 15 minutes in the car. And so we've been stirring Pinky up for like fucking months now. And they've started telling him that he should go and like tuck me in for my nap time. And I said that I was going to shave my head and grow a goatee like him and start calling him Papa Pinky. And it's just spiraled out of control. They're talking about like, you know, him bathing me and like tucking me in at night time and reading me stories. Like the poor prick's just fucking copping it every day. Like absolute champion at the moment, like with how well he's taken it. But yeah, it cracks me up.
It's good. Yeah, it's great. So. No, it's great having a laugh, especially at work. You know, puts you in a better mood. You've got to be at work for so many hours a week.
Banter.
Yeah, yeah.
Bants with the lads.
Yeah, we joke all the time. Most of our laughter comes from making fun of one another when we're gaming with our mates.
Oh, man.
How bad is it? Oh,
I turn my mic off because I cackle that hard. Like, just listening to you two go at it is hilarious. And there's no delay. I think that's the funniest thing. You'll hit him with something and he'll hit you back with like something else like immediately. Like, there's no delay.
So, yeah, no.
Well, I think good. It's great. It's just really funny.
I think, yeah. Like, I don't think, I know. Like, I'm quite a witty person. Like, there's no doubting that. Like, I just... Yeah, just with how fast I come up with responses to a lot of things, it's just stupid. I think it comes from probably my dad and my granddad. Like, my granddad's a real big joker.
Mm.
And, and my dad's quite witty.
Mm.
So, like, you'd say something to him and he'd just be like, fucking boom, done. He's hit you with it straight back. Mm. Like, fuck. So I learned for, you know, years and years and years. It was just like, yeah, all right, cool. So now it's just, you know, as soon as someone says something, I've just light bulb, boom.
Yeah.
Or sometimes like light bulb, don't you fucking say that.
Get you into trouble.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. I like my dry humor too. I think I'm a big, I think a lot of people I try and joke with dry humor, it doesn't come off. So I'm sitting there laughing to myself and it just doesn't work.
But my humor is
your own.
You know, it's all over the shop, but I think at essence it's like, just took my socks off. Yeet. So yeah, it's either dark humor, dad humor, or dirty. I'm really bad for dirty, inappropriate comments.
Mm. They're hilarious.
They are. I've got the humor of a fucking teenager. Like,
yeah. Well, there's some of those dark. Like, that's why I use Instagram mostly, like social media, because that's where you get a lot of your dark, you know, your dark humor, and hit each other with stupid memes. So
all the time.
All the time. I know. It's good. The laughter can boost your immune system as well, can help trigger the release of endorphins.
Endorphins?
Endorphins. So it's good. I mean, it says here laughter can burn calories. I don't know about that, but...
Yeah, it does. Because when you laugh, like, you think about it, like, your whole body moves, you, like, clench your abdominal muscles.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. So there's a lot of good things to come out of laughter for your body, for your mind. Mental health benefits. So it adds joy. Oh, no, what did you say?
Nothing.
No. Adds joy to your life, eases anxiety and tension. We did a whole episode on anxiety last week. This is why we're doing this episode this week. We talked about how good it is to have a laugh, how much it can relieve your stress. So it can strengthen your resilience as well, especially if you're getting laughed at.
You must be one tough motherfucker now, then. I've
got some tough skin. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so it's really good. A lot of social benefits with laughing as well. It's really good. It enhances teamwork, strengthens relationships. You know, I think a lot of my great relationships are really built on, a lot of humor that's been shared and bullying.
If you date me, which is I'm going to bully you.
Got to keep my mouth zipped. I'm not hitting you with that one.
It's true, though. Like, there's got to be a bit of bullying between you. It's like,
oh, bullying's
not
great.
Not everyone enjoys it, but every relationship I've been in, there's always been a little bit of bullying between the two of us, and yeah. I enjoy it.
Yes. No, it is good to have that balance, but you got to really know. Like, I've tried to joke with people in the past, and it's just gone. Like, you know what I mean? You got to be really. You got to sometimes be really careful with who you joke with, and to what extent you joke, like what you joke about with you know, different people. So that's something to bear in mind too. Like, not everyone's going to enjoy your humor. So
not everyone enjoys my suicide jokes.
So maybe, you know, throw a few testers in the water first. Don't, you know, you stick your toe in the water to check how cold it is. You don't just jump straight in. You jump straight in, don't you? You're one of those people. You do, don't you?
No, I like my bodily functions to be working at, you know, optimal efficiency. I don't want to jump in and, like, break a body part.
Yeah,
quite so paranoid that, about that, actually.
Breaking a bone.
No, like diving into, like, water and stuff. Like, I'll always, like when I was growing up, we'd go swimming in the river. Like, I'd always let my cousins go first.
Yeah, well,
like, you fucking jump in first.
Yeah, no, stuff that. You check the bottom. Check the depth.
Check your bottom.
Mm.
Did I tell you that my grief counselor passed away?
Oh, I've heard this one. Yeah.
Fuck you! He was so good I didn't even care.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
That's a good one. That was a good one. I nearly wrote that one down. Yeah, but...
I do have another one, though, that's really relatable to us.
Hit it.
Okay. The doctor gave me some cream for my skin rash. He said it was a sight for psoriasis.
Oh, well done. Very good. Well done. You got a few good ones there. You know the phrase, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Is that why your girlfriend's best friend tried dating you?
No, it's just a wonderful saying, but it's a horrible way to find out that you were adopted.
That's almost as bad as I created a page for orphans.
How does that... Wait, what? Back up.
I created a web page for an orphanage.
Oh, yeah, but, yeah, go on.
It has no homepage.
That was worse. How'd you find that, buddy? Oh, my goodness. Oh, no, it's good. But, yeah, dark humor gets me. You know, it's like food. Not everyone gets it. It's, you know, it's good.
Gonna take it to a real dark joke there.
What? You didn't get it? Let go of your head.
Everything goes over our heads.
Can't believe you just got it. That was a good one. I liked it. What else is there to talk about? Laughter's there's not really a lot to talk about. I just go laugh. Go enjoy a movie. Go enjoy some TV. I don't mind comedy series too, like Parks and Recreation. Loved that TV show. That made me laugh.
Auntie
heaps.
Donna.
Auntie. Yeah, they've got some okay videos. I'm not. Some of them just like it, more cringe than funny for me. But
I like cringe.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. If you like cringe, then yeah, there's Auntie Donna. There's lots of really good. I guess social media comedy skits, like, you know, that have really come out over the last few years
or whatever it is that we've been watching lately.
Yeah, that's dumb. Like, that's just dumb. But it's
shit,
just
but
it's I don't
so
know.
Good.
It's funny. Yeah, but
not as good as that. I love you video that I posted though. That's my favorite video on the internet. It cracks me up. I laugh like an absolute idiot every time.
Like a hyena.
It used to get me to like do my walrus laugh. It was bad.
Your walrus laugh?
Yeah, you've probably never heard. I haven't done it in a long time.
I don't think
I'll like. Yeah. I'll laugh that hard that I'll be like. Fucked.
I think maybe I got a little bit of it in a few episodes back.
Maybe.
We were talking about not being able to hold going to the toilet a few episodes back. I think, yeah, I think that might have happened a little bit when that was hilarious. That's funny. Speaking about bathroom jokes, why can't a pterodactyl, why can't you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom?
Because the pee is silent.
that's a good one. I like that one. Everyone's heard it, but it's a good one. You know, it's funny.
You know what cracks me up? Is when someone's got a joke, right? And they think it's the funniest fucking joke in the world and they can't tell it because they're laughing so fucking hard.
Oh, that's happened to me a few times.
That cracks me up. My mum came to me with a joke once and it was fucking stupid, but she couldn't finish it. And I just, the joke wasn't funny, but I just laughed my fucking tits off at her trying to tell the joke. It was, a dude goes to his girlfriend's house for dinner and is for the first time meeting the father-in-law, and they're sitting at the dinner table and he's like, oh no, I need to fart. He's like, maybe if I, you know, just try to like let it out a little bit, no one's going to notice. So he lets out a little bit and it's like, burr. And the dad goes, spot. And the guy's like, oh, he thinks the dog did it. So they're eating away and he lets out a little bit more. He's like, burr. And the dad goes, spot. I was like, fuck yeah, I've gotten away with this. So eating, he lets out a little bit more. Burt. Dad turns around and goes, spot, for fuck's sake, get out from underneath him before he shits on you.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Mum couldn't finish it.
That's a pretty good one.
She was like in tears trying to tell that joke, and I was just like, okay. Oh, my God. When she finally said it, I was just like, you know, the funniest thing about that joke was you. Like,
yeah.
Same as, like, Kim told me a family of balloons.
Yeah.
And the baby balloon couldn't get to sleep. So he went into his parents' room, and he tried to hop in bed, and he couldn't fit. So he went around to his mum's side of the bed. He let her down a little bit. He tried to hop in the bed and he couldn't fit in. So he went around to his dad's side of the bed and he let him down a little bit. And he still couldn't fit in. So he let himself down a little bit. And then he could fit in. And his dad woke up and he said, you know what? Fuck, I've forgotten it. He's like, I'm disappointed, son. He's like, not only have you let your mother down, you've let me down, but worst of all, you've let yourself down.
Yeah.
Kim told me that joke and she was like just pissing herself. And I'm just like,
straight facing it.
I couldn't because she was laughing so fucking hard that I laughed at her. And she's like, it's a real good joke, isn't it? I was like, no. It's fucking not. I'm laughing at you, you dickhead.
But it's like it's that though, like it's such a good thing to see, and like seeing someone else laugh as well.
Oh yeah,
you know, lifts your spirits.
Yeah.
So it's that's really great. Like I see my dad laugh. It just cracks me up every time. Same as my brother. Like, my brother could be laughing at the most dumbest shit, but if he's laughing, I'm laughing. You spoke last week about how you struggle to keep a straight face. And, you know, you're getting like saying, someone was saying that you did it and you're just like, no, I didn't, but you're laughing your ass off. See, me and my brother growing up, that happened to us all the time because, like, you know, we get in trouble for like doing something maybe to our sister and like he'd start laughing, then I'd start laughing. And yeah, that's just, if he's laughing, I'm laughing. So it's really good.
My mate Tomo, he's got a real big belly laugh. Yeah, it's contagious as shit.
Yeah, right.
If he's laughing, I'm in there with it. I don't even know what we're laughing about. I'm just laughing.
Yeah, no, it's good. Laughter's great. And yes, it does. I just can't stress how much it can help your mental health. You know, it's not going to solve all the problems.
No.
But I think
it's a temporary fix, a bit of relief. Yeah.
It is. It really is. And it gives you the ability to attack some things head on. You know, just, you know, it relieves a lot of stress and you're feeling a little bit better or a little bit more comfortable potentially in the situation. And I think it really helps you take a moment. So uses a lot of energy too. I think it's similar to, you know, when we say go for a, you know, exercise. You know, it's a similar kind of thing. So I think it's great. I think it's really, really good. I've still got plenty for you.
Gosh, here we fucking go.
I'm gonna get you to laugh. You might like this one. So today at the bank, an old lady asked me to check her balance.
So I pushed her over.
Come on, that one's great. That one always gets people.
And then my mum died.
Mm.
We couldn't remember a blood type. As she died, she kept telling us to be positive.
I've heard it, but it still gets me. that's a good one. I really like that one. This one is good too. Today I asked my phone, Siri, why am I still single? And it activated the front camera. There's silly ones, but yeah, they're great. Anyway.
My Uncle Frank died and he wanted to be cremated in his favorite beer mug. His last wish was to be Frankenstein.
It's good.
I love that shit.
Speaking of Frankenstein, another movie that comedy movie, cartoon, kills me as well. Adam Sandler.
Hotel Transylvania.
Yeah, all just right. The first one. The first one, really, really good. Yeah.
It's cracks like me three up. Or four now.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen the last couple, but the first one, hilarious. Yeah, really liked it. There's another movie too, Megamind.
Oh, yeah, Megamind's seen that? All right. I've seen that.
I laughed all the way through that. I thought that was hilarious. Yep. Yep. What? Step Brothers, another good movie.
Oh, yeah, right.
I always think about the drum kit scene.
Don't touch my drums!
Yep. Really good. Really, really good.
Did we just become best friends? We could put our bunks together. We got so much more room for activities.
Great movie. Really good. Mm. Yeah, hilarious.
Oh my God, Anchorman.
Oh. One and two, they're both so good.
They're both really good movies.
Brick. Brick just gets me.
Brick.
In tears.
I read that bears are attracted to female menstruation. Oh, great. Now you're bringing bears into the workplace.
Yep. Yeah, great movies. Really, really good. I was a big Jim Carrey fan too growing up. So I like a lot of his movies. Me, Myself, and Irene is my favorite. That movie was funny. Fair enough. It did when I was younger. When I got older, that one, yeah.
I still say BEAUtiful.
Oh, yeah, BEAUtiful. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. The mask's good. I enjoyed that when I was a kid. You know, so many good movies. So, anyway, I've got one last one for you.
And have you ever been to see a comedian?
Yes. We've seen Taylor and I went and saw...
I think Carl Barron.
Oh, have you?
I legitimately thought I was going to die. I was laughing that hard. I couldn't breathe. I fucking love Carl Barron.
Yeah, he's great. I love watching some videos on social media. I've seen Eddie Izzard. Haven't him? He's great. He's he's just fantastic. Really, really funny. And he's he used to cross dress on stage as well. And yeah, he's just hilarious. And he has a skit, like a Star Wars skit, Death Star Canteen. If you haven't seen that, I recommend it. Fucking hilarious. Really, really good. And, you know, Star Wars, so can't go wrong. I've seen him live, and that was amazing. Yeah,
my ex-girlfriend, from years ago, she was obsessed with Tim Minchin. She went and saw him live.
I've seen him live. Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed that. Yep, thought it was pretty good. And we saw Nat's What I Reckon not too long ago.
Oh, yeah.
A year ago. Yeah.
I fucking love
that. He was actually really funny. Like, I don't mind his videos. So Taylor's really into him. I bought it for her as a gift. And so I thought, oh, yeah, this would be all right. He's playing dead at the local sort of pub not too far from here. I thought, yeah, fuck it, we'll go. Like, why not? And just hilarious. Like, really, really good. Really funny. Yep.
I think him and I have a very similar humor.
Mm.
He's better at it, obviously.
Really into his metal music too, which is really cool. Yeah. Mm.
Yep. I love his hair. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, isn't it just? How straight is it? It's just like... So, yeah. I don't think I've seen anyone else, but seen some good ones.
Come here every week and laugh at you. Does that count?
Yeah, well, you know, I am quite funny.
Funny looking.
Funny looking. all right, that's one for you. Now, you're going to hate me for this, but as you know, massive Batman fan. And in one of the animated films, it's called my favorite animated film, The Killing Joke.
Mm-hmm.
Joker tells a joke at the end of that film. It's really, really good. So there's two guys in a lunatic asylum. Okay. One night they decide they don't like living in the asylum. They're going to escape. So they decide to go up onto the roof. And there they can see just across the narrow gap, they said rooftops of the town stretching off. So they, you know, they were going to be able to escape. Anyway, the first guy, he jumps right across. No problem at all. But his friend doesn't want to make the leap. He's too scared to make the jump. So the first guy has an idea and he says, here, I have my flashlight with me. I'll shine it across the gap between the buildings and you can walk along the beam to join me. The second guy just shakes his head and he says, what do you think I am, crazy? You turn it off when I was halfway across.
I didn't hear it. Stop listening.
Well, hopefully someone who's listening to the podcast has more decency than my fucking co-host and got the punchline. I thought it was fucking hilarious. All right, you read prick. We're going on an ad break and then we're going to talk about some music.
Wait, I got one more.
All right, go for it.
Today I saw a midget prisoner climbing down a wall. As he turned and sneered at me, I thought, that's a little condescending.
I didn't see you climbing down a wall today.
When I first heard that joke, I lost my shit.
It's all right.
A little con descending. Come on.
Very well done.
Tell your ad to me in the break, and I'll laugh
at it. No, it's all right. That's okay. I didn't deliver it that well, but it is a good joke. Go look it up. Killing Joke. Go watch the movie. It's a fantastic fucking movie. I went and saw that in cinemas. Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. Yeah. If you're a fan of DC and you're a fan of Batman and the Joker, one of the greatest comics of all time. Anyway, I digress.
Jeez.
Go. I've never heard that one before. Why don't you like it then? All right, we'll be back in a moment.
The Pain in Our Head podcast is proudly sponsored by Music Magic Co. and Brisbane rock band The Flying Circus. Visit the links in the podcast description for more information. Back to the show.
4, 3, 2, 1. If you're getting down, baby.
Well, welcome
clip
back.
That out. No, clip that out.
I'm not clipping again. That. All right, start again.
Nah, fuck it. Send it.
Oh, okay. All right. No, I will clip it. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. We've been laughing nonstop this episode. I hope you have been too. If you haven't,
sucks to suck.
Yeah, you get that on the big jobs. We've been talking about the awesome effects laughter can have on your body and mind, how it's good for your mental health. It's been good for mine. So, yeah, try it out. Find the humor. find the humor that works for you, because as we talked briefly about, not everyone has the same humor, and that's okay. Christian doesn't like any of my jokes, but that's okay. Sucks to suck.
Yeah, basically. I laugh at you, just not your
jokes. Yeah, that'll do. At least I get laughed at. It's better than not getting any laughs at all. You know, so we got some awesome, funny, different sort of things to talk about in our music discussion this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I went back into the vault and dug up some things from my childhood that made me laugh. So. You know, I'm not impressed. You're not impressed based on.
I don't know. Rucka Rucka Ali is just.
Oh, I in no way am a fan. I just, this one parody, I just thought, was the Duck's Nuts when I was younger.
Weird Al was amazing.
Weird Al is amazing, yes. We can talk about Weird Al if you like. Mm. Did you see the movie?
No, I didn't. I want to.
I've seen parts of it. I was falling asleep on the couch one day.
I've seen clips of it. I was like, yeah, it looks pretty good.
Mm. Yeah. It wasn't too bad from what I'd seen. So, but yes, Weird Al. Like, awesome.
Yeah. I love Weird Al.
Great. Yeah, he's got some great stuff. Yeah. I can't think of a particular one off the top of my head, but he's got an endless catalogue of parodies.
Amish Paradise.
Yeah, it's good. Amazing. Good one.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain.
Yes, very good. Yeah, he's great. He's really good. The Rucka Rucka Ali song that I like, it's not even on Spotify. This is how old this shit is. Yeah, it's not that good. It's on YouTube 13 years ago, although that was, that could have been, it was done at least 14 years ago. I think that's when the actual song that it's a parody of came out, and the actual song it's a parody of, it's Replay by Iyaz. I think that's how you say it. I don't know. But the parody's called Haiti. So have a look it up on YouTube. I thought it was really good. I thought it was great when I was younger. Looking at it again just before, I still laughed. I still liked it. I thought it was good. But it's shitty production. It's very poorly done. But for back then, it was. Oh, I really enjoyed it. So, yeah.
But you know what my song is? And it just made me realize, too, like I remembered something.
Hmm.
My horse.
Look at your horse.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Look at my horse. Oh.
Look at my horse. My horse is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, it tastes just like raisins. Oh, my God. That was amazing.
You sing that all the time when we're playing games.
That's such a good song. sweet lemonade. Fuck yes.
That's good. Yeah.
Like, if you weren't on the internet when you were growing up, then you missed out on some really amazing creativity.
Yeah, everything was fresh back then.
Yeah.
You know, so it was cool. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Things would go around. And you'd find ways to save shit to your phone. You know, you had those old fucking shitty phones. Like, I think the first one that I had that had like a screen that could play video on it was like some old fucking Motorola or a LG. LG, I don't even do, LG still my even first, do phones?
I think my first phone that I could watch videos on was I feel like it was a, I don't know, I think maybe my hip top could play videos. Mm. You remember those?
Mm.
It was like little rectangles and you like slide it up.
Yep. Yeah, I always wanted one of those, but I didn't get one of those.
I was real fucking loser, and I had it so when you slid it up, it made the transformer noise. When you closed it, it made it as well.
Like, nice. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. Yeah. We used to do all those weird things back then because that was like, it was new. You could do like ringtones were just like, what? Yeah, yeah, yeah. What the fuck? Yeah. You try and rip the MP3 to put your ringtone on. Yeah. And then I remember I got like a third hand iPhone 3 and just poof, blew my mind. So, yeah, crazy.
Okay, my song.
Yeah, go on. Tell us about your song. It's a good song.
I've spoken about it, like I've mentioned it quite a few times during the podcast, and we've always said, don't look it up. But now here we are.
Now we've changed our mind.
Fuck it. Fuck around and find out. Viewer discretion advised. my song is No Cock Like Horse Cock. by Pepper Coyote, and it's from, I think it's called Tales from the Wasteland album, and it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a guy singing about really enjoying horse length dildos.
It's going on the playlist.
Yeah, it's great. It just, yeah, it's funny. I can't listen to it without smiling. So
no, it cheers you up.
It's a good song too. Like it's catchy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really well done, and that's great. I love like a really well produced like catchy song. You know, fuck yeah. It's the same as like the OCT stuff, like Dim Sum Paradise and Don't Touch My Clogs. Like they're comedy songs, but really fucking well done.
Really well done. Well, it's got 9 million streams on Spotify.
Really?
Yeah. It's his most. It's the one that's got the most. Like, and by a fuckload. Like, Duck and Cover has 500,000.
Probably a million of those views are mine.
Probably. You know, that's not even like what's probably on the YouTube as well. Like, YouTube's probably got so much more, but yeah, it's popular. You know, it's people have heard it. So
it's a gross song, but if you're prude, I guess
you're in that. If you're into that type of humor, yeah.
I can't think of like anything else. Like Auntie Donna have got some songs. Like Morning Brown. Morning Brown's amazing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's Morning Brown's song. Good. Yeah,
Brown's good.
Last night I was doing a fuck. I was fucking. All night long, I was fucking my ding dong. It's fucking great. It's a song about coffee. And then it just turns to like fucking.
Yeah.
But yeah, what do we got? Auntie Donna, Weird Al.
Auntie Donna, Weird Al.
OCT.
The Midnight Beast.
Yeah.
The Midnight Beast, which you haven't heard a lot of, you were saying.
Yeah, I feel like I probably have, but I just.
Yeah, I listened to a lot of this stuff when I was younger as well. So they've got a parody of a Kesha song, TikTok. Mm. Yeah.
That Sean Dawson one that I showed you.
That's
a flashback.
That's a good one. Yeah, it is a flashback. Yeah, goodness me. Far out. It was early high school when when Sean Dawson was a big thing.
That was late high school for me.
Yes.
I think I was finished.
You're a little bit older than me. The Midnight Beast, they've got a few different sort of songs, but that's a parody one, but all of their songs have comedic value. The one that's called Daddy, that's pretty funny. It's pretty brutal. it's about his dad going out for milk and not coming back. Which is terrible, but yeah, I mean, how many memes are online about that sort of stuff? So, it's I don't see a lot of, we don't see a lot like this anymore. That this sort of type of parody in this kind of form, like you talk about the Rucka Rucka Ali Haiti, that one's it's brutal. Like, there's a lot of stuff in it that's like, if that was done today, you would get cancelled. Yeah. an instant. So there's, a lot of this sort of stuff that was put out, we're going back like 15 years ago now. You'd be cancelled today if you did anything like that. Mm. So, and I guess that we've seen the change you've got now and stuff like, you said, the OCT, where it's a little bit still really funny, but not necessarily as attacking towards a particular profile.
Confronting,
yeah. So, yeah. I can't really think of any other really good parody songs. I really felt like there might have been another one, but there's lots of different little like dumb comedy songs on YouTube. Like you've got like, have you seen that Harry Potter one? I don't know what it's actually called. I'll have to look it up. There's a Harry Potter one, and you've all seen like the Lemonade Stand. Like, you've seen that, right? No. Man walks up to the lemonade stand, says to the man, "Run in the stand. You got any grapes?"
Oh.
Yeah, you've seen that, right? I thought it was hilarious when I was younger. It was funny. That's probably like, how old is that? That's ancient. that came out. Oh no, that was just put out 2 years ago.
There was a guy that did a cover, a parody of Heathens by 21 Pilots.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
And it was bearded.
Oh.
All my friends are bearded, don't you know? It's pretty good.
Okay. I haven't heard that. Okay.
It's catchy.
Yeah, okay. I'll look it up. That's great. You got any last minute jokes for me?
Nah.
No.
My life.
You nearly went a whole episode without one of those dark jokes.
Speciality. Yeah, gotta be good at something.
It is your speciality. Mum always said I would be good at something one day. Yeah, it's great. Well done. Good stuff. Go check out Eddie Izzard Death Star Canteen on YouTube. Just type that in. It's hilarious.
Or don't. If Caleb thinks it's funny, it's probably not.
Oh, no, it's pretty funny. It's Star Wars, so it's great. And Robot Chicken. I love
Robot Chicken. Yeah, Robot Chicken.
Robot Chicken Star Wars gets me. Hilarious. Anyway. All right, what are we talking about next week?
Fuck. We came up with heaps of shit.
We came up with heaps. You want to have a chat about mental capacity next week?
There we go. Yep.
I think that was next on the list. Awesome. Next week, we're going to talk about mental capacity.
Yes.
Don't overfill your tank. You've never overfilled your tank when you're filling up your car?
No.
No, you've never done that?
No.
No, neither have I, but just thought maybe someone has. It's pretty hard these days. It's got the
automatic shut off.
Automatic shut off, yeah. Yeah.
Good way to end the podcast, buddy. Fucking dickhead. You ever filled your gas? You fucking dickhead. One of the guys at work filled his diesel up with petrol, and we fucking still haven't let him live it down.
Yeah, that would have sucked.
Mm.
That would have been a big fix. Fuck. How do you manage
that? I love that shit, though. Like, someone makes a mistake and it's just like, you ain't living that shit down.
Oh, how I know. Oh, well.
Like, you can talk every fucking day. You're in the hot.
That's nothing to be ashamed about.
No.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was just pure fucking excitement, all right? I was just so proud of you.
Yeah. No, it was good. Yeah. Good fun. All right. Thanks for tuning into the episode this week. Next week, we're going to talk about mental capacity. So we will catch you next week. I'll be here. Aluminum will be here.
Oh, fuck off.
And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, thanks for coming, guys. I'm sorry Caleb wasn't funny.
Bye.